Hello, my name is Seema, Baby and Toddler Sleep Consultant. I'm just sitting in the car. I thought I'd just jump on and share a little bit about juggling, home life and work and young children. I find that the transition in between going from one to the other has taken me a lot of practice, in the sense of I'm working all day and then it's go, 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 go to pick the kids up, get here early, find a parking spot. I have three children. I've got a 9-year-old, 6-year-old and a 4-year-old. And the madness of being around young children, but not just one, multiple young children, and they've all got different needs. So as a mum, as a working mum, being self-employed, running my own business, I'm in charge of what time I work, how much I work, what days I work, but I still struggle with calming down, regulating my nervous system and having a bit of time to decompress before I pick the kids up, because once I pick them up it's an absolute madhouse. So from about 3 till, I would say about 4 o'clock till about 7, it's just like everything's a mess, can't attend to anything. They're bickering, they've not tidied their room, their uniforms are everywhere. You're packing for the next day, you're sorting out after school clubs, sorting out lunches, and even their moods as well. So my 4-year-old, Devika, she will become quite tired after school. So she's still in nursery, and then she will get home and I'll just chuck the iPad on for about half an hour, give her a cup of milk with her favourite teddy, and that's her time to decompress and calm herself down. Then she's got a bit more energy. So the way that I manage sort of juggling and, the madness is to allow it to happen. Whereas previously, when the kids were a lot younger, I resisted it. I wanted to get more done when they were around. I didn't have my rhythm to my day. I was quite impatient, quite frustrated, quite stressed and quite anxious, and would look at all the things that I hadn't done and wanted to get all those things done. Excuse me. It took me quite a long time to realise there's stuff that I have to let go of, stuff that I'm not going to get done. I try to prepare their snacks first. I try to get a bit of calm, before I walk out the door. I have about 15 minutes to myself to just sort of relax a bit and think, right, okay, they're going to be home about 3:30. It's going to be madness, with the bickering and the shouting and the laughing and crying as well, all of that rolled into one. And I've had to fight the urge to be on my phone, reply to a message or send an email or open the laptop and get a bit of work done, because it just ends in frustration. So I think boundaries are a good one for transition. So transitioning that work brain to children's brain, boundaries are a massive one, but consistent boundaries and clear boundaries and boundaries that are non-negotiable. So whether I really am desperate to jump on the laptop or, jump on a client call or get some work done, I try to resist that. So being present with the kids, and they pick up on it as well, when I'm not present. So what I find is that if I just think to myself, right, okay, I'm unavailable from about 4 till 7, that's mine and my family's time, it just works a lot better and it's less stressful. And then the kids also, what I find, two things that are useful for parenting with young children is that they need attention and control, so power and attention. So when I spend time with them, their cup gets filled. When they take control and they have power, their cup gets filled and they're settled, calmer, they've been listened to, they're not playing up, they're not attention seeking, they're not bickering, and I don't feel so guilty because I've spent some time with them. It's helpful being a sleep consultant, I have to say that, simply because we have a short bedtime routine, very boundaried, non-negotiable. They go off, they self-settle, well, they should be at this age, the 6 and 9 year old, I would say. With the 4 year old, she does self-settle, you know, that's absolutely fine. But some people that I work with, their children are not self-settling. So 4 years, I'll work up to 6 years old, and it's okay, you know, if they're not, that's what sleep training's for. And every family is individual. So the kids go to bed, we start winding down at about 7. Everyone, you know, does their toothbrush, they've already had dinner, has a glass of water, you know, say goodnight to everybody, and then get yourselves into bed. And the 6 year old and the 9 year old, they can read, they can colour, they can do a couple of activities that are a bit low key and a bit chilled out. And then the 4 year old has to go to sleep. So we've got a good routine, so I have that respite as well. So in my mind, if I've got some work to do, I can just jump on after 8 o'clock and get that done as well. But I do try to relax myself in the evenings as well, and tend not to work too much in the evening. So those are my tips and my experience around transitioning from work brain to children brain. Hope that helps.